Proclamation number 3653 of 11th of January, 1946. Think and act justly. I demand righteous thinking and righteous action from you, for this arises from a loving heart. If you give to your neighbor what you claim for yourselves, the love of your heart will impel you to do so, and thus you will fulfill my commandment to love your neighbor as yourselves. And you will constantly have the opportunity to do so, although you will also be exposed to temptations, for my adversary will also work on you undauntedly and try to kindle your desires such that you will not want to deny yourselves what you deem desirable. But the more earthly goods seem appealing to you, the more you should remember my commandment of love. Pray of what you possess and alleviate your neighbor's hardship. Think and act justly, i.e., don't let those who have nothing go hungry but put yourselves in their position where you would be grateful for any help. Think and act justly. You are all brothers, you are all children of one Father and should share every gift amongst yourselves, for this is true love which delights the Father's heart and which will bless you a thousandfold. And if you give, do not measure anxiously, fearing that your supply will be less. For as you measure out, so shall it be measured to you. Roman 1. Your Father from eternity, always give to you according to your will to give, for I want hardship to be alleviated, that people may develop their love. I want to inspire them to loving activity, and I truly do not leave in hardship those who disown themselves in order to help their fellow human beings. I want my blessing to be evident to you, that you recognize me myself as the giver of everything you need. Yet I also want you to hand out in the same way as I hand out to you. That you consider the needy and thereby practice love, that you don't claim for yourselves what my love offers you when the hardship is clearly recognizable around you. Think and act justly. Seek to alleviate the hardship with love in order to awaken reciprocated love, for only when people realize that your activity of love will earn them my blessing can the earthly hardship improve, because then the purpose of the hardship will have been achieved. A change in the human being to love which corresponds to my divine order and also results in an orderly earthly life. And thus your thoughts and actions shall always be guided by the love of the heart, then your way of life will correspond to my will, then you yourselves will mature in your soul, then the earthly adversity will be alleviated, for then love will reign, and where love is I myself am, just as I will always dwell where my commandments are fulfilled, which only require love for me and for the neighbor. Amen.